Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We are pressing on in Revelation, and we're up to the 18th chapter. We're getting close to the end. I think there's 22 chapters, is there not? So let's just dive in and give some close attention to what's being said here. Verse 1. After these things... Whoa, let's stop right there. After what things? Well, simply put, after everything that John has seen up to this point in time. In other words, everything that he's seen, he's looked over, he's seen this, he's seen that, he's seen all this kind of stuff happen. So after these things had all happened, he's seen these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. Now, as we've been doing all the way through, just look at the facts. Just go all Sergeant Joe Friday from the Dragnet TV show in the 60s, where he used to say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. So what did he see? John saw another angel. We've had a bunch of angels, okay? So it's not that unusual. Here's another angel. This angel's coming down from heaven. Actually gives you some insight into where heaven is. If he's coming down, where is he coming down to? Apparently the earth, because it says this. This angel has great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. And that word illumine literally means just to shine, to cause to shine. The earth is literally illumined with the glory of this angel. So what does the angel do? The angel is coming down, and he has great authority. We know some about the angel because whatever his countenance may be, whatever it is that's happening here, it illumines the earth with his glory. Now, a lot of times people go, oh, well, then this must be so-and-so, and this must be so-and-so, and that must be that. No, you don't want to do that. Don't do that. Just pay attention to the facts. The angel's coming down from where? Heaven. Tell me about this angel. He has great authority. Great. And the earth was illumined with his glory. The angel has glory. Glory that illumines the earth. Apparently, the entirety of the earth, it says in the earth. Verse 2, and he cried out with a mighty voice. This is the angel. The angel cried out with a mighty voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. That's sort of interesting, isn't it? So what is the angel declaring? That Babylon is fallen. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. And we're going to see the balance of this chapter, I don't remember how many verses, 20 verses or so, is all about Babylon the Great and what Babylon the Great was doing and how it was fallen and what is occurring here. It's exciting when you get to the end, but boy, when you read some of this stuff, you think, what is this? And it really, really is hard to keep from straying into the what-ifs and the what-abouts, that kind of thing, because the obvious question in the room, what is, who is Babylon? Well, Babylon is a city in Chaldea, okay? So we know that's true. We know that sometimes Babylon is used metaphorically for Rome. We believe that from some writings in the scripture and Revelation even. We saw earlier where it looked like Jerusalem is referred to as Babylon. And also, there seems to be some understanding. I don't want to take this any further than what the scripture says and what we see. But there seems to be an understanding that there is a religious system, a Babylon religious system, and a Babylon economic system. We'll see that in the balance of this chapter, okay? And so is it actually a city? Well, there was Babylon. It's in Iraq, okay? Is it actually a metaphor for something? Well, yeah, Rome is referred to that way. Maybe Jerusalem also. Does it speak of a big picture kind of thing, of a system, an economic system? Yes, of a religious system, undoubtedly. So anyway, just sort of keep this in mind as we read these things. Then he says this, that Babylon has fallen, and he gets all anthropomorphic on us. He calls Babylon a she. She has become a dwelling place of demons. So what do we know about Babylon the Great? Well, it's a place where demons dwell, evil spirits dwell, evil deities dwell. Of course, that always begs a question. A demon? What is a demon? You know, where's a demon come from? I dare say that most of us grew up with an understanding that was either implied or spoke for overtly or whatever, that demons are, quote, fallen angels, unquote, angels that rebelled against the Most High God. And a third of the angels went with Lucifer when Lucifer left. So I've heard that my whole life. That's who the demons are. In more recent years, I'm less inclined toward that. Okay, less inclined toward it. I'm sort of thinking more now. You see how I'm equivocating here. I know there's a strong understanding of this, that demons are disembodied spirits. Okay, and they're disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. In other words, creatures that were part Elohim, sons of God, and part human, the daughters of men. You see this in Genesis 6. So what happens with one of those entities when they die and they are, shall we say, blended spirit, whatever it may be? And if that's what demons are, and I think there's a lot to be said for that. So anyway, regardless, Babylon has become a dwelling place of demons. Demons are not good. Overall, we can receive that and believe that, particularly when you read the Gospels. And then this, it's a prison of every, and that word prison right there, it actually is the word haunt, H-A-U-N-T. It's a haunt of every unclean spirit and a haunt of every unclean and hateful bird, okay? And so the idea being what? This is where they dwell. This is where they hang out. Let me see what a couple of these other translations say. The ESV says a haunt for every unclean bird and a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. I don't know why unclean bird. You know, New American Standard says a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. That's what the King James says too, hateful bird. But I don't know what the deal is with birds. That word bird means bird, a feathered creature, that type of thing. I don't know if it's a sort of a picture of creatures within the unseen realm that might be feathered. I don't know. Well, let's continue on. I guess I looked up and saw what time it is. Our time is already up, so I better stop right here. Keep this in mind because we're going to be pressing all the way through this 18th chapter on this. Babylon is going to be fallen. Why? Because she's become a place of demons and a prison or a haunt of unclean spirits and unclean, hateful birds. Unclean. That's the operative phrase. Well, we'll continue on this next episode. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.